Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
The final touchdown, take us through the route that you were running and what you saw coverage-wise on that play.
Yeah, it was obviously man-to-man. I had a safety on me. He had been kind of following me around the whole game, and it was something we saw earlier in the game that we just hadn't called yet. And he came up to kind of close on the line, so trying to press technique. So I just kind of ran around him a little bit. And Jay put the ball in only where I could really get it. So made a great throw and went up and got it and just wanted to hold on to it.
Did Jay tell you after the play that the snap, he had a foul snap?
I didn't even see it. No, he didn't tell me. So I'm glad he got the ball off, though.
What was the big difference with the offense and you guys were quiet until the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. Those two huge drives.
Yeah, started off struggling, man. You know, obviously gave up points as an offense to them. You know, they got a touchdown out of that one sack. So something that we got to eliminate. You know, the first half we had struggle running the ball. We couldn't really, we was getting penetration in the run game and stuff. And so in the second half we kind of mixed it up a little bit. The passing game opened up for us a little bit. And then our two-minute offense kind of took over at the end again this week. And it's just a testament to coaches' practice. You know, we practice that situation all the time during the week so that it'll translate over during the game.
Jay credited the defense with giving you all a chance to win it in the fourth quarter. Obviously, that's important. Could you also talk about special teams with the blocked field goal and what kind of a game changer that is?
Yeah, I mean, that's defense, too. I think Purnell blocked the kick. So, you know, that just shows the heart that we have on defense and the fight that they have. And it's been really easy for him to say, okay, it's fourth down, they're kicking a field goal, just take that play off. But he didn't, and he blocked the field goal, which, you know, allowed us to get back in the game. So defense kept getting three and outs and giving us the ball so that we could have a chance to go down there. We didn't do a whole lot with it, but when we needed it, we went down there and scored.
Man, you talk about Jay putting the ball rolling. You could get why was he so much more accurate in those last – did you see any change in him in those last two drives – where it seemed like he wasn't making the missed throws that he was earlier in the game?
I don't know. Maybe he had less pressure on him. I don't know. I was out there running the route. So he had to scramble a lot during the game, you know, which, you know, showed his ability to, you know, move around the pocket and actually hit the guys that were open and do that. So early in the game, everything was tough. We just had the running game wasn't really working and the passing game was struggling too.
Matt, we're all talked about that you guys are fighting for each other. What does it say about the character of this team that you guys were able to overcome a deficit, overcome injuries, having players coming in and out throughout the lineup and pull out the win?
Yeah, I mean, adversity is going to be there all the time. You know, you just got to fight it and keep fighting. So we talk about that all the time with our team, and Coach Fox always preaches to us, you know, having to just, you know, next man up mentality and to keep fighting. And it's been easy for us to just lay down and be like, you know, we got guys injured and, you know, so many excuses that could have been out there. But, you know, we just said, you know, don't make the excuses out there and just go out there and play and make plays.
Where does the belief come from on a day where the offense struggles for 3.5 quarters and you still have a belief there?
It comes from inside, man, you know, just continuing to believe. And, you know, if you got all 11 guys or all 22 guys that are, you know, playing out there, that believe in that one thing, you know, no matter what happens in the game, eventually we're going to have a breakthrough and something to happen good. So we just continue to fight and keep believing out there.
Obviously, there's always the next man up mentality, but what's been the challenge of so many new faces all across the offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like you said, you know, new people in new positions and, you know, obviously less game experience for some people. And But if we're running the system right and if we execute like we can, then it doesn't matter who's in there. Then, you know, if we execute the plays right.
You've been around Robbie Gould for a long time. What does it say that he was able to, that he got the all-time scoring record for theirs?
Yeah, it's a great accomplishment for him. And that's something that he lives for is to, like last week, that, you know, game-winning kick. You know, we played a, you know, 59-minute long game, and at that last minute, it was up to him to win it. And, you know, he did that. So Robbie works hard during the week and during the off season to make sure that he's, you know, solid on those last minute kicks.
A couple more. Did you look around the stadium at all in the last couple drives and see how empty it was in parts and how many Bears fans were left as well?
Yeah, there was a lot of Bears fans there. You know, saw a lot of jerseys, obviously tailgating too. You know, driving in. So, you know, we always appreciate the how the Bears travel and the fans travel, and we're just trying to give them something to cheer about.
What do you know? Like he struggled early, Hronis early, but then he came on and played pretty well at the end. Did you see a change in him throughout the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, probably pregame jitters. He's a rookie. It's his first time starting in there. Not only did he have a 360-pound nose guard on him, but, you know, it's his first time being out there. So, you know, once he settled down and, you know, Slauson kind of took him under his wing, kind of, you know, let him calm down and, you know, tell him some stuff to do, he kind of got back into his groove. And we started moving the ball a little bit better in the run game in that aspect in the second half.
What's going through your mind when they line up for a 66-yard field goal right there, that last play?
Hope they don't make it.
Logical.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, it's a long kick. And then I knew he was one of the lone, you know, Tulane NFL alumni, too. So I was like, don't doubt him because, you know, we don't have many people in the NFL, but, you know, those guys that are, and they're pretty good. So I was just hoping that he didn't make it.